New statistics find the number of teens driving while using mobile devices has doubled since 2010. And now that school's out, inexperienced teen drivers will have plenty of opportunities to get behind the wheel of a car. Here to encourage kids to stay safe when they hit the road this summer is Tyler Presnell, who survived a serious accident caused by a 16-year-old driver and started the Tyler Presnell Foundation, a nonprofit organization with a goal of prevention through education and awareness. Tyler, tell us about your accident.
Well, I was 14 years old. First of all, hello. And I was 14 years old, and my twin brother and my little sister were to be picked up by a 16-year-old driver, really close family friend. We had grown up together. He was kind of like an older brother to us. And he was supposed to take us back to his family's house where we were supposed to have a brunch. And in between our two homes was this roller coaster hill. We'll do this big hill that teenagers just drive crazy on. And so we took that just to show off and look cool. And real quick, he lost control and slid into a telephone pole and left me with lifelong injuries. Everybody in the car suffered in one way or another, but not like I did. I was the only one in the car without a seatbelt. The pole hit directly my door, or it hit my door directly. And it left me with metal all throughout my body. I was in a coma for a long time. I was on life support. I got fed through a tube in my stomach. I wore diapers. High school was rough, very rough for me. And so I live with a life of pain and compensation because of that. That's why I do what I do now.
Wow, it's an incredible story. So tell us about this initiative that you joined, that you're involved with, and why you decided to take part.
Well, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners reached out to me, which I'm so thankful they did, about a teen driving contract that they had put together. It's full of tips and resources to help teens be safe. It's customizable, so parents can sit down with their teens and define the terms and the consequences. And I'm all for anything. I'm for anything that influences parents to sit down with their youth and talk about safe driving, talk about being responsible, talk about what can really happen out there.
So your accident happened because the driver was inexperienced and careless. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Talk about how big is the problem among teen drivers today?
It's huge. It's huge. It's beyond huge. It's the number one cause of death for adolescents. And we have to wake up and realize that. And the sad thing is we do it. We're responsible for it. No one else. We are responsible for it. 75% of serious teen crashes are due to critical errors that can be easily avoided. Less than half of all teens would speak up if they were afraid in a vehicle. I mean, that we really need to start enforcing respect for themselves. Teen passengers and phones are distractions that are proven to kill each other. And we need to drive safe, and this contract can help.
So what are some other tips parents can use to help their teens be safer drivers?
I think parents should set rules. I think parents should be parents. When parents set rules, youth are half as likely to get into a crash. Get your kids involved in a defensive driving course. Some insurance companies even offer discounts. Install a smartphone app that limits or prevents texting and driving. Your kids are going to hate it. They're going to demand you not do that, but do it. You're the parents. Make it happen. Download and customize NAIC's teen driving contract. Create an agreement. Define the rules and the consequences. Help your teen learn that driving and a license is a privilege, not a right.
Tyler, it's an incredible story. It's a great initiative that you've teamed up to tell parents about. Where can teens and parents both go to talk about the initiative?
Yeah, definitely. You can draft up your contract and read other teen driving tips at insureyouonline.org. That is insure, the letter U, online.org.
All right, thanks, Tyler.
Thank you so much.